You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Yo, 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 yo. You know what time it is.
What's good?
The 50 Body Boys is back. Shit Talk Man. Scholars. Jack Body Tripper Boys. To the third power.
Yeah, but it's your boy Tommy.
You know what I'm saying? We in the building with this 50 Bodies podcast. Once again, episode Fote, you know what I'm saying? And by Fote, I mean four. So, you know,
just four keep, for four, man. You know no Wendy's, man.
We doing it right now. We doing it Tekashi style. We out here four for four. Getting big billboard numbers.
Yeah. You know the numbers is going up, man.
But our shit ain't trash, though. You know what I'm saying? Our shit is actually
hot. The views are growing, man. The progression is great.
You feel me? So, you know, it is what it is. The people talking, and we about to keep talking, kicking the field about this 50 Bodies talk. Because we got a lot of game to give y'all today, and we giving y'all a lot of game for free. Before title come and pick us up, you know what I'm saying? I've been in conversations with Jay. You know what I'm saying? There's some Rock Nation people over there. You
it's
know,
your boy.
You know, from you know, they hollering at Detroit folks right now.
What
so
up, Tata?
We trying to get 50 Bodies on title right now. You know what I'm saying? So before they get picked up, before y'all have to start paying for all this, you know what I'm saying? We trying to get y'all this free game
soak
out here.
Soak it all up. Man.
Soaking like, all this free game like a butter biscuit. You feel me? So, yeah. So, Tommy, let me ask you something, brother. You know, we've been hearing a lot about our 50 Bodies podcast. We've been having a lot of people asking to come on because we want to chime in. We got a waiting list out here because people trying to get up here and kick it. You know what I'm saying? Talking about what we're talking about because it's hot right now. And I be seeing all these social media people out here for some reason now. Everybody talking about bodies.
Everybody talking about 50 bodies. Every five seconds, it's a clip.
I seen Gilly talking about it.
Shout out to Gilly.
Gilly talking about by like asking this man's about. So what do you think the whole this can be a race? And by, look, man, it go for both sides. But this shit was started
lot
by
of,
us. I'm just saying.
We IG were comedians doing little skits on body counts. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, look, you
know, and it's funny. One of them was like, I was only friends with the people. I was only in a relationship with people I was friends with first or something like that.
Who said that?
It was something stupid. She was like. He's like,
I only had sex with
my boyfriends or something like that. Because she was like, every guy she talked, that's what she said. I only had sex with my boyfriends. And then she's like, hey, go back to a skit, like a flashback. She naming all her boyfriends.
I know which one you're talking about. She had like 100 boyfriends. Yeah.
And then the door, somebody come deliver some food. She's like, oh, this is what my boyfriend.
Okay, I know exactly what you're talking about. Wow, that's a good excuse. I only had sex with my boyfriend, so I'm just going to make everybody my boyfriend. Fuck it.
Yeah, like 100 boyfriends, though. Yeah, that was funny. Yeah, it's been a lot of body talk, man.
A lot of body talk. Now, that's interesting about, you know
You need
saying?
To put that on the shirt, too.
I was at, it's crazy that you said she only had sex with her boyfriend. I remember we was yesterday. Yesterday, I was in Dally in the Alley yesterday. Shout out to Detroit. You know what I'm saying? We was in Dally in the Alley.
It's probably lit, too.
Down there with my man, so artistic, creative, you know what I'm saying? And he was, you know, just over talk. He happened to see a little young lady down there. He like, dog, that's my home girl right there, dog. You know what I'm saying? He got to kicking it with her and all that. And he came back. He like, dog, every single year, dog, I've been down to Dally in the Alley for the last 4 years. And she been out here with a different guy every single year, dog. He hit her. Now, okay, he knocked her off the year he was already,
he so, dilly-dallied
so
at Dally
I'm
in
like,
the Alley.
Yeah,
okay.
He like, dog, but you know, the crazy thing is that she's cool with me and probably all the other guys she did, you know, and I
bump into them every year,
and
too.
And it's like she just regular life, you know what I'm saying? And it's, hey, it is what it is. And it, that to me, it's like, okay, I guess she's comfortable with it, and that's fine, you know what I'm saying?
She's to be owning
comfortable
it, and all man. That.
But I wonder, is it some sort of like, do you, are you, because when we was looking at her and then we was looking at like, what if like, if it was somebody famous, like, would they even think about, like when I think about Rihanna, you know, we know Rihanna done knocked off a few of the people
man,
in
that's
in
crazy. You know what I'm saying? Rihanna got so much juice, we say she done knocked off.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she got juice,
but they got the they got the big dick energy when they show pictures of her and all
straight
that
up,
stuff. Like she the dude.
And she didn't know, like, we knowingly know that she's done, like, you know, had her wrestling match with a few rappers and such.
Now, that's
like,
a player. Like, that's a player, right?
Like, do you think,
that's
like,
what they say.
At that status, though, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we know that they probably kick it with people who we don't see too, like the regular cats, you know what I'm saying? The goddamn personal trainers, you know what I'm saying? The motherfucking, you know, all that kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? That creeps off in there. But like, I wondered, does that same like kind of stigma goes for like famous people? Like, do you even look at famous people and be like, damn, I know she might have like this many, you know what I'm saying? Or I would, is what I'm saying. Okay,
I mean, I would look at Rihanna. We're kind of normal.
I would double
really,
Rihanna's so. Bodies.
I
would double Rihanna's bodies, dog.
Just because, see, I would.
She'd have been famous and fine for a long time.
Yeah. It depends, though. Like, if she. If
I don't
she
know
was,
how crazy they go when they be famous. I know young male rappers, just like any young male celebrity, probably go crazy.
I mean, if I go from the Drake songs, I probably would, because Drake be, you know, singing about her like she the man, he the woman.
Hey, Drake out here dropping mystery kids, dog.
Hey, but Drake be tearing them down, too. He just probably couldn't keep up with her for some reason. It seemed like nobody can keep up with her.
With Rihanna?
Yeah.
Shit, I could keep up with Rihanna. What you mean by keep up, though?
I don't know, man. Every dude she gets, she dropping, though. That's what you got to look.
I mean, you right. I mean.
I never seen her, you know, writing songs about men like that.
Wrote some shit about some old bullshit.
Listen to Needed Me. She said she thought you was going to get a horse in a carriage.
Oh, that's new shit. See, that's new bullshit.
But I'm just
bullshit.
Saying, though. Like,
she done wrote
I mean, in the past, but I mean.
Some cheating shit before. I remember I heard a song she damn near
that's like
she was
10 crying years, on. 10 years ago. Hey, I know what you're talking about.
She was famous then.
Yeah.
She was fine then too, man. She could have been catching bodies, dog. I'm just saying, dog. I don't feel like
she more of a
you
body.
Just gotta be a regular girl just to be catching bodies.
No,
dog.
Everybody catches bodies. I think you could probably increase the number for celebrities because it's easier. It's like you could just probably put
they
your
dabble
hand,
in groupie
put,
life too.
Put your hand up and, you know, get 5 girls to come with you. I just seen
as a man, though,
black
yeah.
youngster had a whole party with just him and women. So,
yeah,
and lingerie.
That's how you get down. Him and Floyd Mayweather just lit.
Floyd Mayweather is just easy.
Type of, I mean, they, you know, that's
he probably get 50
though.
Bodies
that's
a day. He could get 50 bodies in a day if he really wanted.
When you think
to.
About cats like who was that? Wilt Chamberlain. They said he got about 10,000.
He had to. How did he do that and play basketball? Because that's a lot of work.
That's a lot right. of work.
I don't even think that's real. They say it's like. It could be like in the thousands, but it's not.
Think it's an urban legend?
Yeah, because it's just not enough. First of all, you're an athlete, but
I mean,
I guess
easy.
I'm looking at how LeBron trained. I know it's not because you got too much time that you got to work. Then
you
got
appearances.
You
got to do shit though. Like in between, like okay, you gotta go to practice, and if you're Allen Iverson, you ain't fucking with practice. Okay, you ain't
even practice.
You ain't fucking with that at all. So you know what I'm saying, you might be going to practice depending on who you are. You know what I'm saying, you got games. Okay, I'm gonna fuck around this game, and how long is a basketball game? A couple hours. Fuck.
But you got shoot around. You got warm ups.
All of that. I mean, that's you're not in that stadium.
You got press.
Number one, you're not playing every day.
Post game press.
What you doing in your off day games?
You still got practice and shoot arounds and training, and then you got to train. Like I only look at LeBron because he trains the best.
What about the off season?
Well, if you like LeBron, you're training off season. But again, if you're Allen Iverson, you might be chill.
If you because
like
I
know I'm still better than everybody if I practice or not.
Will Chamberlain was out here throwing up 100 points a game. He might not have been doing shit. That might have been that.
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Back in the day, how much practice they weren't practicing the way they do now. Like now, it was like year round training.
Okay, I can understand that.
But I'm talking about back in the past, maybe it was possible because Wilt probably practiced a couple hours.
No, Wilt was knocking broads down.
Throwing his bell bottoms and he was out the door.
I'm talking about... hey,
knocking
him
down.
Butterfly collars, yeah. Knocking down... He about to knock down a 10
with
piece.
With the lapel.
You're talking about 10,000. Okay, let's say if you use even saying 5,000. Let's say they doubled it. You know, via telephone information.
That's a lot of
work. That's you knocking down a lot. I wouldn't even feel like doing the math on that. Like, annually, what you're knocking down. Like,
yeah, I think my father said, like, he said, I slept with like 1,000 women or something like that. And I was just saying, like, how do you even know 1,000 women to sleep with?
You don't have to know them.
But I guess I remember he told me that. I'm like,
he's probably counting the ones that he knew. The ones that he paid for, the ones
I mean,
that
he's,
he
yeah,
third
he's,
party
he's
knew.
Saying he actually slept with them. That's a lot of women.
I mean, that's 1,000 pieces is a huge number, dog.
That's like every day you have to sleep with somebody.
You,
like,
no, you probably having multiple partners.
Oh yeah,
day.
That too.
Like you got to be doing like
it's just too much.
Three pieces, menage, quajes, quadre prades. You know,
I like sex, but that's just too much work, man.
It is a lot of work.
Like,
I'm
like,
not gonna
especially
lie.
If you're aiming for a number, it seems like a lot of work.
It just seems like a lot of, and then you got to consider when you're in numbers that high, you're not in the quality anymore.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You're just,
or even if it is a quality, it might not be a healthy quality. They might look high quality, but it, you know, it, these days. I don't know. You couldn't do 1,000 these days without catching something.
I don't feel like anything, number one, for sure. And I don't think
it might have been easier back in the 80s. It wasn't as bad. And then it probably got bad going into the 90s.
Yeah, when they start creating shit to knock us off out
here. Yeah, maybe it's possible, but that's a lot of work.
I mean, that is a lot of work, dog. And I don't feel like I'm the type of person to ever want to put in that much work
And it seemed like, first of all, I don't know how.
It's not that exciting after a while. It's
how like, Wilt just was able to play national basketball, professional basketball in the national
and
basketball
run up those type of numbers.
And run up those numbers. How much time did you guys have back then? Don't ever compare these eras anymore, man.
Now, on the other hand, though, now, I mean, Wilt ran numbers up. But what I like to think about, and this just, I don't know why I like to think about that, but on the other hand of those 5,000, like each one of those women that he knocked off, because you got to be knocking them off back to back to back. So like some of these women got to just be coming in like, fuck it, Will, let's just do it.
What was
you know what I'm saying? And how many men have they possibly done that to? Who just got through to a superstar and
everybody
said,
in the
right,
league.
Fuck it, Will, let's do it. Fuck it, Eddie
groupies.
Murphy, let's do it. Yeah. You know, fuck it, Michael Jackson, let's do it. You know, I don't
even,
know how many Michael Jackson
I even remember,
there,
you
know, out there.
He probably could have had 10,000, but
Mike?
He probably didn't want 10,000.
Mike could have knocked down everybody.
Yeah, but
especially when he was,
you
know,
remember Mace,
still
I remember I was a kid, and I was like, Mace was doing some interview, he was like, I used to sleep with 5 women a day.
Who said that?
Mace.
Oh, Mace be the kid, want to see you doing good?
Yeah.
He's knocked down 5 piece a day.
Ooh,
at what
not?
Height? Like, I mean, when he was
Mace.
How many summers did Mace have?
He had enough. Mace was hot out.
Mace was hot.
Boy,
he had a few summers.
Bad.
He definitely had a few summers. Okay.
Boy, Mace
okay.
Was,
so you talking about? I wonder would like entertainment numbers and sports athlete numbers be different? Because I know they both knocking them. Now we catch them well, up, like all
they
the time.
Say all them.
Who
whores.
Was my man who just got caught on video like kissing 2 broads? And he was like with a Kardashian. He was with the fat Kardashian.
Are you talking about my man's play for the Cavs?
Yeah, I think he got caught on camera like kissing two other chicks in the club or something like that, man. I should have did my research on him.
I always forget it.
But yeah,
man.
He's damn near nobody. But
no, he was LeBron's dude.
Man, is he still LeBron's dude?
He's still with her too.
Oh, he's still with the fat Kardashian?
I just seen him on Snapchat.
Hold on,
I follow Chloe.
So she stayed with him even though it was public video of him like bussing slobs with 2 randoms in a club. See, that shows that if your status is high enough and you got enough money, you can do whatever you want. You can have as many bodies as you want. Nobody's going to care. I think people only care when you broke like me or us.
I think it's only really, I mean, because it's just like Tristan Thompson.
Tristan fucking Thompson.
Hey, but last time he cheated, they were the Cavs won. I thought they were going to win this year, too. But
the last time he cheated, the Cavs won?
I think he cheated on somebody else.
So he tried to do a 2-piece this time, see if they was going to do a back-to-back?
Yeah, maybe.
Man,
that's what I said. I did it for the team.
Get out of here,
did it for
man.
The team, baby.
Get out of here, man. Kanye said he'd knock off all the Kardashians. So what makes you think, like, he's just going to do it for the team for one Kardashian, dog? Like,
that's true.
They probably, like, flip-flopping off.
I mean, I'm pretty sure Tristan
family.
Would knock off all the Kardashians.
I wonder how many bodies the Kardashians actually got. Like, that family.
I don't even know.
Like,
man.
You talking bodies. I mean,
that
I don't
be,
know.
That would be
do you think that they, like just don't? I think they got bodies. Fuck it. I'm just going to say that. I think they got bodies. I think they got mad bodies. More bodies than we see in the public eye. When you talk about the people who they put out and, you know, Lamar Odoms and all. Yeah, they put them out there because them the ones that they want us to see. But you talking about.
I don't know. If they have bodies, they get followed around a little too much.
I know Kim got bodies. Ray J made her, man. She had bodies before Ray J.
See, I don't know. Because she was in a relationship with Ray J for like 3 years, though.
Kid. Was she?
Yeah.
Prior to like before him making her who she was.
First of all, Ray J dropped that tape.
Ray J did drop that tape.
And now he's mad about it. Like so he's been hitting, he's been tagging her ever since. Cause she didn't build the $300 million empire off of it. And, you know, he's selling Scooty bikes. So.
Oh, but is the Scooty bikes moving? And he got the flip-flop hat.
Yeah, he ain't got the hat that can't even stay still. He got the state.
Hey, Ray J is a marketing genius, dog. His greatest creation was Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, but he gets nothing from that. That's what's stupid
Damn,
about
dog. Yeah. His greatest creation, he ain't even getting broke off from.
But yeah, they was in a relationship. But I don't know, man. She could have bodies.
I mean, I think that they got mad bodies. First of all, if they want you to think that,
that's their marketing is how you feel about them.
Hey, well, they getting cheese off of it. If they bodies add up to their money, then we know what it is.
Yeah, that'd be a lot.
Hey, flat out, nah, that's how I feel about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta take it to note.
The only one that don't do nothing is with Courtney. That's because she got like five kids. She's stuck with all those kids.
She the coldest one though.
She is.
She the coldest one.
She got a boyfriend now though.
You know, oh, she ain't finally, with the Lord.
My man's been
Lord, whatever dude
got
was.
Tired of him.
Kicked Dang, me. he done dropped her.
Yeah.
Who dipped on who? I don't really care.
I don't
but
care either.
You know what I'm saying?
I just seen on the internet she was with some dude.
Dang. Hey, would it be a come up to come up on a Kardashian?
Yes, it would.
Flat out. That's a no brainer, huh?
One of them, Kylie, she
would you
was about
instantly
to be a
get one of them pregnant?
Yes. You saw with Travis. Shout out to Travis Scott.
Travis Scott wasted no time shooting the club up. He instantly machine gunned.
She's worth $900 million.
Which one? Kylie. The little one? How, Sway?
Her company.
Oh, man, fuck that shit, man.
You got it's on Forbes.
Man, that's complete bull, dog. That is
all. They all got money.
Yeah, I shoot the club with two, no doubt.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you won't have to work, Kanye can go broke and get rich again.
That's crazy that the price that someone is worth in our world would determine creating life with that person. Like, you decided to create a whole life out here. Based on the net worth of the person,
well,
club
I hope
who
he
you
did.
Shot
I mean,
up.
He makes, he does it. He,
it's
he
a strategic
it.
Move for sure. Yeah. It's a strategic.
I don't think he's getting child support,
move.
But I mean, his child won't have to worry about anything.
You don't think he's getting child support?
No. First of all, the child's in her care. So,
oh, okay.
But
okay.
I'm just saying, I don't think he was like, yeah, I got her. I mean, she probably helps. You know, they say she helped with the record sales and everything. So
really,
you never know, man.
Why do you think Stedman has never shot up Oprah's club?
Because she won't let him.
Ooh, won't she not let him? Won't she not let him shoot the club
up? I don't think she wants kids.
I don't think she wants the club shot up either.
Come on, who wouldn't?
Who wouldn't get all that cheese at the end?
Her
dog.
Who wouldn't shoot the club?
They gonna be Stedman. Yeah. Stedman just over there chilling right Gail now, living
gonna,
in luxury.
Her real girl's gonna be Gail. Gail been knocking that down.
Hey, mate. She been around for a long time, haven't she? Well, either Gail, what's the white dude name? The doctor, Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil, oh yeah.
Dr. Phil, but he's a side dude.
He's probably knocking it down too. Got an empire off of it.
One of them gonna get that cheese, no doubt.
But yeah, hey. I really don't. Yeah, I think.
If I was Stedman, I'd give Oprah an ultimatum. I'd tell her, look,
I'm so
Oprah,
tired.
Look, I'm tired of I'm sitting so around. Tired of we got to get married.
With their ultimatums, man. That's all you see now, man, is these damn ultimatums, man.
What you mean? What you
man,
mean?
I'm tired
if
of
you
it,
was
man.
Stedman, you wouldn't give Oprah no ultimatum?
People
you wouldn't say,
these
Oprah,
ultimatum.
Look,
yeah,
we got to make
if
a decision.
They don't
want to
marry you. They not marrying you.
Well, yeah.
Stedman probably posting them memes, too, man. Y'all live together? Oh, you still single?
Hey, yeah. Oprah, click the like button on that.
Y'all
shit.
Y'all got kids? You still single?
Oprah, hitting the like button on
trying
all
to get that
shit. Like hell yeah!
Stop
you right.
trying to get this damn ring.
Stedman staying in the pool house. Goddamn,
he probably gonna get it. He gonna get something.
Stedman been down since day one. This Stedman deserves a kid, man.
He gonna get a check.
He deserves
man.
A kid.
I'm pretty sure he's taking care of. For
he
life.
Deserves some big shit, man. Like he deserves an OP out of that Oprah, man.
He probably got an EP. He got an EP, an executive producer
Stedman
credit on something.
Stedman has played a key role in Oprah's social success. Okay,
has he?
Fuck yeah!
What the hell
he
is
what
Stedman
mean?
Did?
Stedman keeps Oprah stable,
but make me jealous because okay. I gotta go to work and he don't.
What? Look, hey, look, well, yeah, okay. We all wish that, you know. Stedman's shoes were
Stedman
in
ain't did shit.
Our closet, but if they're not, so, you know, it is what it is. But Stedman has played a key role. You can't tell me Stedman don't be there holding it down, dog. Oprah crying every episode, dog. She'll be a nervous wreck at the crib if it wasn't for Stedman, dog. He be holding it down.
I honestly,
3,000.
I don't even think she talked to Stedman.
Really?
Are they even still together?
I don't know. Not even together. I would have wrote out some shit with Oprah. Like, look, if I'm going to be here for your emotional support when you get home, look.
Fuck out of here.
We got a 27-year contract.
It's bad enough I keep seeing them ultimatum posts online. These women trying to get married so hard, man.
Oh, ain't they trying to get married heavy? Where's the race? What's the race about?
I don't know, man.
How come women be in the race and men don't be in the race like that?
I don't. And you know, one of the things that I hate when they do the little ultimatum posts is like about you, like the woman being single. I guess it's to threaten him, but you complain about him cheating. Ooh. But I'm gonna start putting them memes out. Remember you posted this? Well, yeah, we live together, but we still single. We got kids. Oh, but we still single.
Like, I don't understand, like, I don't even understand, like, what the whole, like, I mean, I fuck with marriage, okay?
I mean, I do too. I want to be married,
but
one
it's
day.
Not a necessity.
I mean,
to me.
More and more, it's getting, you know,
it's
less
not
exciting
a necessity to me.
Yeah.
It's like it
and,
can be
you know,
done, or it
honestly,
can, like
the,
we can just love
the people
each other
are taking the, taking the joy out of marriage, or just being around them.
Yeah,
sometimes.
And the people are taking the
relationships
money from
suck it
after
from
you.
Oh yeah, alimony.
That's another huge thing. You know what I mean?
People be talking about it. That's why I'm not having kids with out of wedlock because it's going to be worse for you if you do. But think about this as the man. It's worse for him to marry you and have a kid because now he's got to pay child support and alimony.
Well, yeah. And the child support is really the worst thing. Like, I've heard.
No, the alimony because I think you got to pay it for like 10 years.
I was doing Lyft
and this guy was, I picked this one dude up. He was like, I pay like $10,000 a month for alimony.
What?
He said, I got to pay it for 10 years. And she's engaged to another guy, but they're not getting married yet. Because if you get married, I think you cease.
So they hold out. They hold out because the bag coming in.
And he had two kids that he had to pay child support for.
10 racks in alimony?
And he had a nice house too, but I'm pretty sure I could see that it was still eating up the pockets.
That is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, so, you know, marriage is... I've never been a person who feels like marriage is it's like a title to me.
10,000 and she don't even have to work.
No, like, she doesn't.
She does. I was like, she doesn't
he's
even have
working.
To work.
He's
though.
Doing all the work. He's catching a flight on me. You know,
that is crazy,
yeah,
dog.
Ridiculous.
He was probably in there like, just
oh, he
saying
seemed,
it so nonchalantly.
He was
you.
Happy,
like, yeah,
but he was angry a little bit.
I paid $10,000 in alimony.
No, he wasn't. He was kind of, he was a little angry about it.
He was a little angry. You felt a little
like,
bit.
This bitch, you know, she's engaged. I'm like, damn, bro.
This fucking bitch, I just get engaged. What kind of shit is this?
Yeah, that's
this,
crazy.
Man?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's really just a title, and it's really just a contract to set you up in the long run.
Man, I agree with that entire statement. Because personally, if it was up to me, I would go and just choose somebody who I like and say, hey, you want to be with me for a long time?
A long time, not forever.
And if she say, yeah, let's go get some, like, tattoos or something on our fingers of each of our favorite things to signify, you know, we ain't got to get no rings. You know what I'm saying? And all that booty cheddar and go to the courtroom and all that. You know what I'm saying? If you want to do something, you can just, you know, get some small shit to signify your love between somebody. And that be that. Now you know I'm going to hold you down and you're going to hold me down. I got this weird-ass thing on my finger because of you. You got that weird-ass thing on your finger because of me. And we're going to hold it down, you know what I'm saying, because you want to be around.
I mean,
you got to go out to the courtrooms and split money and shit. Like, come with your own shit, you know what I'm saying?
It's just a piece of paper.
I'm going to have my own shit, and it ain't going to be much. So, you know, we're going to have to build off of this, and then we're going to flourish with some bigger shit. You feel me?
Yeah, I've never, you know, I always, you know, I thought, you know, marriage is cool. The wedding seemed cool. The reception, you know, now they, you know, they go all out for receptions. You see that on the internet all the time.
Oh, I hear people paying that bread for weddings and receptions. Yeah.
It's really just a big show off party. Like,
it's an expense.
I think that's really the only reason they want to get married is for that reception.
I mean, I'm willing to get fucked up, but we can throw a house party for all that. You know
you
what I'm saying?
Honestly,
like,
you can go to the friend, you know, you can go to the people at the court or to the courthouse and just get married.
I mean, yeah. What is that
and
for?
That's another thing.
Just a documentation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Just like, really, marriage, you sign a piece of paper. First of all, another thing about the ultimatums that I hate is when they be like, the stuff you want me to do is what a wife does.
What? The stuff you want me to do is what a wife does?
Yeah, like cooking and cleaning.
You sound like you heard this before.
I'm just saying. Look, I'm just saying. But this is what I've realized. First of all, if you're in a long-term relationship with somebody.
Is what a wife should do.
Yeah.
So what are you training
for?
Like
cooking and cleaning and all that.
What are we in the training for here?
And this is what I've learned. Nothing gets better after marriage. If you've been in a long-term relationship with somebody, it's actually some good relationships, but I'm saying a common thing I noticed is after you get married, things go downward. Mm. So if she's not doing those things before you marry,
that
what makes you
decrease,
think
huh?
I'm marrying you because you do things? And I know, I'm going to say 70% of the time, if we get married, a lot of those things are going to change if you don't already do them.
For sure. For sure. They're, for 100%, I believe they're going to decrease over time.
Don't make me think we about to have more sex when we get married, because I know for a fact that you have less sex when you're married.
That's a fact, right?
You have less sex once you start living with each other, first of all.
I believe that.
Stuff starts getting complacent.
Yeah. Yeah. You get to chill a lot more. A lot less of those fun things probably start to happen. I mean, I don't know that because I've never lived with nobody.
You learn a lot.
But I hear about it.
I learned a lot, living with somebody, being with somebody in a long time.
I done heard about the holding out from the wives. You know what I'm saying? Done fucked up or did some shit I don't like. I've
been through that
like,
before.
What do you mean you've been through that before? Like, how do you hold out?
Longer than weeks.
And that y'all live in the same home?
Months.
Y'all live in the same home?
Yeah.
Like, in that situation, what does she expect you to do? Is what I want to know.
Become
like
a fucking demon.
Like, do you expect for a man to literally
become
not,
better?
To literally not even go out and do anything? And you holding out for 3 days, 8 days?
I think probably 6 weeks before.
No way.
Yeah.
Y'all had to be broke up.
Breaking up, but I've been, held out in a relationship with no sex.
And you didn't go out and get greasy.
No, but I feel like what's funny?
Tommy, you're a different breed.
You know what
I
say, you know what? If I cheated, we probably would still be together.
Man, I'd have got greasy as Crisco, man. I'd have been out there slipping and sliding and still providing. That's
but you
how
know,
I feel about
I
it, you
honestly
know
understand as I'm, 30 years of age now, I understand why men cheat. I understand why relationships don't work. I understand what you got to do.
Oh, but
to make
y'all laughed
work.
At me when I said that everybody's going to cheat. Because if these situations happen in every
marriage. I'm not cheating.
Okay,
I'm just saying,
you might be right because
I understand why cheating happens. Because I feel like if I cheated, maybe that relationship would still be, better.
You'd have had a lot of tension relieved.
Yeah. And you wouldn't go home and, y'all wouldn't be fighting and,
I don't understand
how you. And hollering.
And wait a minute. Do you think that since she was holding out for 6 to 8 weeks or however long, do you think that she was just holding out on you? Or do you think that she was just holding out in general? Because me personally, I would have thought that this other party was, you can't hold out as long as I can, flat out. Okay, that's what I would say. I would say if you can hold out for 8 weeks, you're definitely getting dick from somewhere. That's what I would think.
Well, no, we still, it wasn't like that. Because we spent a lot of time together. We just...
The time spent together would...
So it just was...
Make you feel like...
I guess I fucked up, but I can be honest.
I don't know, Tommy. It smells like it's fishy. I don't know the whole story, but I smell fishiness. You know what I'm saying? I personally would immediately think after 1 week, and I didn't hit the person that I'm living with, that there was at least some mind fucking going on between her and someone else.
Well,
but the
probably,
second week,
possible, but...
I would almost 99.9% assume somebody that knocked her off if it wasn't me. 100%. 2 weeks then went by. 3 weeks, she damn near might be pregnant by somebody.
No, because we worked together and we lived together, so we didn't. So it could have been mind fucking, I don't know. But
and that's sometimes even worse.
No, because, I think the dick fucking is a little worse to me.
I mean, it's bad. It's bad, but
I probably did some mind fucking before, so it's just how it is. But
mind fuck is a beautiful thing because it controls a lot of different mechanisms. You know what I'm saying? That's next time on 50 Body.
Mind
but
fuck.
Yeah. That I mean, to me, dog, I would immediately assume that my old lady was getting it in somewhere.
Yeah,
because I've been the other guy.
No, see, that's the thing. I'm going to this is the thing too. I went over 2 years without sex, so.
But that was by your own account and own choice.
But I'm saying, so a woman can't hold out on me. Like, that's another thing. I'm tired of seeing, you know, putting these time limits on when you have sex with people. Some people will just wait to have sex with you, you know.
Well, that's just a waste of time.
Yeah, it's a waste of time.
Now, if I, number one, I tell, you know, most people that I talk to is that you should have your options open. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should definitely be talking to, like,
60 people.
I would say 60. That's,
you got to keep your options
open. That's a lot. That's a lot of time. I learned.
I'm just fucking.
But
around.
But a good three, two or three, yeah, four. You know what I'm saying? I learned that. You know what you like.
Yeah, I did learn that too, because it's always the other person always has options. While you know, I was, you know,
for sure,
focused on one person.
If you focus on one person and they're not giving it up and they're low key,
it's not even about giving
friend
it
zone.
Up. It's just, you know, the friend zone. Yeah.
Friend zone is not giving it up. That's those hold hands.
But see, that's the thing. I don't think about just having sex with somebody. I just want to know, you know, I'm feeling you a little bit.
No,
but
no,
you know,
no,
they'll
no.
put you in there. Because, like I said, I mean, of course, we all want to have sex, but, like, I'm not pressed for sex. So I'm not, that's one thing. I kind of might reduce effort if I think you're doing things because you think that I'm working to have sex. It kind of makes me not interested in you. Like, because I feel like if that's all you got to offer, then I already know this is not going to work out. Mm. That's the biggest problem, I think. Is women, they only have that to offer, so they make you put so much work into it.
I don't think it's even that they only have it to offer. I think that some of them feel like it's one of the most powerful things that they have to offer.
How? When men will go get it from somewhere else.
Yeah, but I don't think that they understand.
The most powerful thing would be is to really link with me. And you know, now
you know
it's like,
but you know, always
now you stuck it. Just like a man get in your head, you can't get rid of him. A man ain't. And it had nothing to do with his body. It's how you get into your mind.
That's true. But I don't think
if they
that a
got
person
into your mind,
in your mind realizes you in their mind. You feel me? Like if somebody's gotten into your mind and they
I'm not saying like she
plans.
I'm not saying she plans.
She's
you,
not gonna.
But
know
I'm saying
it.
She putting in work to get into your mind so you can be like, damn, she dope as hell. I don't need to have sex with her. I just want to be with her because she cool as hell. She's a good woman.
No.
But all they do is, you know, they lock these legs up, you know.
No, but
what are you
going to
do? What are you going to do for this?
I mean, the first thing that I be hearing a lot of the time is, ain't nobody going to do what I done did for you. Ain't nobody going to suck this the way I do this and fuck it. That's all you hear, you know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody going to do this, that, and the way you
What new tricks do you think you do?
But, I mean, there's nothing new under the sun, number one. You know, and then
you probably lazy as hell.
I mean, and they might not be. You know what
and
I'm
they
saying?
Might
Sometimes
not be.
It's a good situation, you know what I'm saying? But it's like that is not the most powerful for
it's
everyone,
not.
It's not the most powerful thing that you can use to gain leverage. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't saying it's the only thing
but
for sure.
I'm
not
even trying to sound corny,
but they think
when I think about women, the cool thing I think about is you know that connection, that chilling, all that stuff. Oh yeah, I'm fucking her. Like that just don't. It don't.
I definitely want to knock her down though.
I mean, who don't? I mean, I have a penis, man. But I'm just saying, it's not. It don't keep. It's not going to keep me. But holding out is not going to keep
me. It might
either.
Have me linger. It might keep me lingering. You know what I'm saying? Depending on what it is, you know. Because I mean, look, man. Once you get the coochie, okay, it opens up a different box of.
Or it
opens up a whole different box of
or it lowers
feelings,
a box.
Or can lower a box. But
and
if
you,
you
haven't
across,
established a good connection, it probably is going to lower. If you not, if you haven't been working on anything, but okay,
but that
it's
could
60
that might
days,
not be what you want from that
days
person
to
though.
Have to give them some 59. If you did that instead of being yo, what you like? Let's do this. Let's hang out.
But you might not have that type of connection with that person in your group. You know what I'm saying? And that you two or three people that you are friends with, you might have a connection that's more kinetic or, you know, psychological with person A. But person B is just a stallion with that thigh owl, as we like to call it. You know what I'm saying? And they like to just, you know, have fun and do blase spliggity splat. And then person C, you know what I mean? That might be a person who you actually have sincere
feelings
for, you know what I'm saying? Like,
which is the one that you won't be able to get rid of. But
and that's fine, because that's
B
probably the person
there.
That you want to be with, you know what I'm saying? But all those options make you not be so keen focused on some shit that could potentially be nothing. You feel what I'm saying? Hey. If that makes sense. And I don't feel like people, and that's men or women, oftentimes understand that dynamic. I think they feel like you're just like whoring out when you just like have these what we call options, you know what I'm saying?
Oh no, I think you should have options.
I learned it the hard way. If you went to McDonald's and there was only a Big Mac there, how many people would leave?
If I didn't have this backup phone when I broke my iPhone, I wouldn't have a phone right now.
Flat out, you know what I'm saying? You have to have those other options.
Otherwise, everybody got three phones and I'm sitting here, well, I just got this one, I'm good.
I don't know how many places you can go to that only give you one option in life, whether you're picking a car, an apartment type, a restaurant. Can you give me one? If anybody can give us in the comments here in this show a place that gives you just one option on anything, we'll bring you on the show and I'll give you $100 bill.
But you can't turn down $100, so don't tell me you wouldn't want to do it. You shouldn't have options if it's really serious, though. Once you start talking, you shouldn't have options.
You can't get really serious unless you have the options first.
Oh yeah, you got it. You can have options up until the point where it's like, okay, now this is the one I know is good. You can't still have options. That's kind of.
I mean, you don't have options, but you can still have
friends. I guess
good times. You know what I'm saying?
I still have good times, man.
Good times are meant for the situations that you just described. Whereas, for whatever reason, your other partner was holding out for weeks and weeks on end. Okay, those good time calls are for situations
like that would never happen.
Keep you sane, brother.
Because if something like that happens again, I'm cheating. I already know.
Okay, so now you've learned the lesson. Okay, and if you had those good times in the beginning, you wouldn't have had to learn that hard lesson. But everyone goes through something to find out.
But you know what?
Something.
Yeah, you know, I fucked up. You know, I wasn't the best guy.
Hey man, don't put the pressure on yourself, brother. Yeah.
So you are an awesome person, Tommy.
Okay,
I mean, I'm pretty awesome, but I know when I'm wrong. I know when I'm wrong or some shit.
Look, but there's one thing to take accountability. There's another thing to take blame and be a scapegoat. Don't be a scapegoat in your own situations, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't make excuses. Make improvements, and don't have to. I made improvements now.
I just didn't when I was in that relationship. But you know, I fucked up. You know, and you know, she still was a good person. So,
oh, here you go, man.
You know, I didn't cheat because you should have cheated. She still did everything else she was supposed to do. I do like sex, though.
And it's I'm going to change the term.
Let's not get this misconstrued. Tommy likes to have sex, so I don't think I'm just some cornball that's just going to be holding your hands or not. Because if you think that.
We know you like walks in the park, but we also know like walks in the park.
I would like to bone in the park.
Okay, well, that's
it. So let's get that straight, you know. So
that's what's up.
But yeah, that's that whole way women use sex, you know, that's why you can't keep a man.
We need to change the term for cheating to something else, because cheating
coping, adjustments.
Okay, we're gonna have to brainstorm now.
Stress relief.
But it's already used for something else. You have to like use it in a dual terminology, I guess. Oh well, that would be using a dual terminology, I guess.
I would call it just.
If you think that you're cheating,
retaining a healthy relationship, really cheating, too.
You are just boom. Mm. Okay, put a comment in there. You got to let us know another word for cheating, because I don't think that everything is considered cheating. Like, there's only certain portals of cheating, man. Like,
I don't see it as
it's
bad.
Not even cheating unless somebody else get hurt personally. That's what I think.
I feel like if you don't want to get a divorce and you don't see and you might have some difficulties with your significant other, then you might as well cheat.
Ah, counseling.
I was going to say some relieving.
I'm going to call
it the relationship
sexual
healthy.
Counseling.
Yeah, because sometimes
that's I'm coining.
Cheating, sometimes when people tell me they cheat, and then I hear about the story, it's just like
I went for sexual counseling. So,
I mean,
man, I'm good.
I guess you should have cheated because
no, you should have went for sexual counseling.
Our sexual counseling.
You know what?
Get you some sexual counseling.
I may open up. What was that? It was a dating app. Okay, that I recall not too long ago when I remember this because I was living in Georgia at the time. It was a dating app that you could go on for people who wanted to cheat, people who were in marriages and they wanted to go cheat. It was called like fucking. I'm gonna Google this right now because I got to figure out what it is. But it was called something, and it was like a multi-million dollar fucking website or fucking application.
AshleyMadison.com.
AshleyFuckingMadison.com, man. Shout out.
Shout out
to
Randy
the engineer, man.
Info.
He know what it is. He might be on there. He might not. You know what I'm saying?
We are. That's fucking crazy. They got a relationship, a cheating
app. You have
app.
To be in a relationship to cheat.
You have, there you go. You got to be in a relationship to cheat, flat out. Ashley Madison,
nah,
bro.
That's another thing.
Now. I remember because I signed up for the shit.
I also feel like if the relationship ain't worth shit and you just need feel like you got to cheat because you hate being in it, you might want to end that relationship. But I feel like if it's like...
Wait, say that one more time. Yeah. I might not like, agree with that because I'm over here
sipping on this. If the relationship is shitty and that's what's making you want to cheat, you might want to end it. But, you know, you might have a good relationship and maybe she just doesn't want to have sex. Maybe
what type of shit is that? That's not a good relationship then.
But you might, it's called you
a
might
fucking
love each other.
Roommate.
You might love each other. You might be happy. You might have a family. You might have a lot of commitments.
But you don't want to bone that person?
Some people have psychological issues where they don't like to have sex.
Tommy, that is the craziest shit I ever heard in my life, dog. If I'm living with a woman in the same household and we quote unquote like or love each other, anything that starts with an L, okay, I'm cocking that. I'm knocking it off and you giving it up. If you ain't giving it up, you getting out. Okay, well, we don't
first
have to
of all,
live together.
You should know if she
we
likes,
can move someone
you
in here.
Know if she
or
likes
she can
sex
recommend someone who can come over here and then, you know, I can do it that way. You know, either way.
But see, I'm saying
teamwork, make dream work.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so that's what you want to do everything. And now she said, oh, well, bring over, you know, Ashley Madison and you can talk
well,
to
no,
her.
No, 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 no. Ashley Madison is for people who are.
I'm just saying I used her name as
oh,
an
okay,
example
okay, okay.
of a woman.
Yeah, yeah. Because Ashley Madison is some other shit.
But yeah, I'm just saying, like, but if y'all are just miserable and unhappy and you just like, I'm cheating just because I hate this bitch. And stuff like that.
No, you ain't got to be miserable to have sexual counseling.
But yeah, if it's like Ashley Madison, I'm pretty sure the relationships where everything is good, you just want to cheat.
I mean, I'm not sure saying that everyone's relationships were good for Ashley Madison. These are just people
I'm
who want to cheat.
I just feel like miserable relationships just end. Yeah.
Miserable or good? I've known people who were in good relationships, quote unquote, and still had sexual counseling. Like flat
I don't
out.
Feel like that's yeah. I
know
feel, it
I,
may
I,
be a good reason why they do it.
I was on the other end. I was like, "What is that other guy called? The side guy?" I was a side guy one time, and I remember in that situation, like she was like, "Yeah, I'm straight up married, like or you know what I'm saying? I'm in this situation, like I want to. I'm not gonna leave this dude. You know what I'm saying? Flat out. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, "All right." And she like, "Yeah, but I want to do what I want to do. You know what I'm saying?" And I'm like, "Okay." And that was a copacetic agreement between me and that person. You know what I'm saying?
And that shit just happened.
Like
that.
And she was in a good, healthy relationship. Like a good relationship where she was happy. She wanted a young player. You know what I'm saying? And I happened to be a young player at the time. You know what I'm saying? But for in my eyes, that's like an Ashley Madison situation. Like this
that
is just a person who wanted to do
Ashley
some shit.
Ashley Madison situation.
Hey,
he probably
and
was
that person
too.
Who made that application received millions and millions of dollars. Now, I believe that this shut down now for whatever reasons. I think they got hacked or something like that. And they like the information got, you know, put out and a bunch of people got in trouble and all that shit. But if they had kept their shit under wraps and had some good security, which they should have had for something as supposed to be low key as that, my man would have been banging, bro. Like, it's a shame that it got hacked. I mean, it's not a shame because that's a pretty fucked up site because it. You know, it allows
I think
people
it's
to.
Fucked up, man.
It allows people to. Once you, I think you should at least cheat with someone you know, dog. You can't just go online and be like, okay, I'm looking to cheat. Let's do it. You know, let's meet it. Like, you got to cheat
think
with
it's
people
worse
you know.
Honestly, I think they think it's worse when you know the person. So
no,
it's actually
it's not
smarter,
worse.
Smarter to do
it's
it.
It's safer that way.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's safer. Possibly safer.
Possibly. Okay. I'm going to say
it's probably
the chances
more so
of it
safer.
Being safer
you
that
know,
way,
they,
I think
they
are.
They probably wouldn't no,
if
do you,
don't, you
dirty like that.
Well, you know what? I don't know. Because if somebody you know, they might do you a little dirtier.
You know, that's another thing I be thinking about. Like, people be sleeping with, like, anybody. And then it's like that same thing is like, you could think that this one is, you know, clean and she the one really with... With the, you know, the herps and the
ooh,
HIV,
the
HIVs and everything.
The shits.
And then the stranger thought, you know, she might just be normal. She might be clean.
Hey.
You never know. Yeah. You're taking a chance either way.
I mean, yeah. Damn. But, I mean, I don't know, man. That's touchy because if it's somebody you know, they got a lot more leverage than somebody who you don't know.
Yeah,
you know,
you're not going to tell that I got herpes because I'm going to tell your wife.
That too. I mean, that's pretty extreme.
You
but
both
you know
got
saying?
Leverage.
But I mean, just in the case of like stalkers and popping up at your house. And
oh, strangers
shit
doing
that
it?
The, yeah, like yeah, if you Ashley Madison, mean, yeah. You might meet up at a hotel and it's like, I'm going to tell you, my name is Jack. You know what I'm saying? And you gonna tell
so
me
it might be safe
Tamala.
For Ashley Madison.
Yeah, and it's like if you know this person, it's like, okay, they know where you live.
Or
they
you
know
might
your schedule.
Maybe you meet her out in like L.A.
They
or
know
something.
What your old lady look like.
Yeah, you go to Ashley Madison, right? Meet me in L.A. at
meet
this
me
hotel.
In L.A.
You know, you live in Michigan.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing talking about 50 bodies because it's amazing about how many apps that condone 50 different ways to have sexual counseling. Like, not only Ashley Madison, but it's like, it was another one that I signed up for a lot of these shits. I'm not going to lie to you. But it was
once
another one that
your,
like gives
you
like.
First taste, you want to go
you
Ashley
like,
Madison.
Yeah,
hey, the whole Ashley Madison. Hey, because it's actually easier for you. It's stress-free.
I mean, it was just an experimental thing for me. Like, number one, I was in Georgia, so I'm like, I'm trying to get to know people, and I was just signing up for everything. You know, that might be a cliche, you know,
very
explanation,
cliche.
But fuck it. You know, you don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Fake
it too. But it was like Ashley Madison. Then it was one that you could sign up to get like sugar mamas and
sugar baby.
No, I don't think it's called sugar baby.
Sugar
it's,
mama.
It's called something else. It's an application though that you can go on, something like a dating app. And it's
look at you trying to get your stamina on, boy.
Of course, I'm trying to get my stamina on, man. What are you talking about, dog? I was trying to land me some type of NBC executive out there or something, dog. You know what I'm saying? A damn near retired Comcast VP or something, man. I'm trying to get it in.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I was out there on the whatever app that was to find you a sugar mama or a sugar baby or sugar whatever. And, yeah, I had zero success. But the point is that there are apps like this that just give you these different options in the quote-unquote dating world to link up in all these different scenarios that are, to me, different kind of versions of sexual counseling.
Yeah.
You
even
know what
like,
I mean?
Even like Tinder.
And,
we talking about Tinder.
You talking about just straight, I just want to link up, just knock
and,
you down.
And stop being
like
on
that.
Tinder talking about some. You know what I hate about Tinder? When I be on there sometimes.
At Tinder, I immediately assume that you might not have 50 bodies because it's
not,
hard for you to.
I'm not here
for find somebody
if,
already.
If you here for sex, don't click my don't swipe this don't swipe the like button or whatever. Gosh. What the fuck do you think?
If you're here
first
for
all,
sex,
I like a connection. I like getting to know somebody. But if you tell me you taking sex out of the equation, why the fuck would I talk to you?
I mean, it's just
that
childish.
Makes no sense.
100% childish.
If you're here for sex, swipe the other way. What do you think a man wants to do with a woman?
Like, at no point you just feel like I should want to poke you.
I should just never want to have sex.
We should just always just look in each other's eyes and say how beautiful we are.
Man,
like, be an adult.
I swipe left. I think you swipe left. Yeah,
be
I swipe
adult.
Left as soon as you say that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I have.
Why don't you say, you're not going to fuck me the first day. Just say that.
You know what?
Don't say.
Have you ever been on Tinders in one of those? You have?
Yeah.
A number of them? I mean, I'm talking POF, all of them joints. I done been on them.
Yeah, I done been on plenty of fish.
Okay.
Then I saw somebody we went to school with.
Oh, I seen a lot of people.
And I was like, let me get out of this.
Yeah, I seen a lot of people from school.
Tinder.
I seen people from work, all kinds of shit.
Tinder,
man.
I've met a few people on Tinder. It's first of all.
Yo, what's your success level like? Success rate?
Catfish is like crazy.
Oh, you got a lot of catfish.
Yeah.
Wow.
My success level is zero.
Really?
And
when I say success, I don't mean just sex. I don't mean you just got to knock them off. When I say success level, I mean you met somebody who you possibly could like and you seen them again. That's what I call success. Y'all liked each other enough to see each other twice.
Zero. Because like I said, they all think. They all think you, like they want you to work for sex. I'm not working for sex.
Oh, that's
the
what
minute,
they all immediately assume
like,
that you're in it
say
for
some
the sex
shit like,
the
you got to entertain me. You got to keep the questions. You
so you,
keep
you
the
never met
spicy.
Anyone? Have you met anyone?
Yeah, I met people. But you got to keep the questions spicy. You got to keep me interested. What the fuck are you doing?
Keep the questions spicy?
They all say that. If you can't keep my interest, motherfucker, you can't keep my interest.
What is
interest
the
me?
Spicy.
This is a two-way street. I do not work one way.
I mean,
like they all think that you working to have sex with them, so they think you're supposed to put all the work in. Because let me tell you, if I put all the work in and have sex with you and it's mediocre, first of all, and you don't have anything else that you built on this, I'm leaving. That's how I feel.
I mean, but the sex
people
part
tell
of it
me,
shouldn't be the
be
whole
telling,
point of Tinder.
I be telling
like,
people like this, they be like, you ain't never be find nobody. I feel like if I can interest you, you should be able to interest me. I ask a couple questions. If I get the one, and you don't ask me nothing back, I'm like, fuck you.
Why
I'm
you don't ask them no questions that are called open-ended questions?
I do.
So give me, what would you ask them that's open-ended?
It depends on the person. Like, you might.
You don't know the person
yet.
They
give you a whole bio. You might ask them something like.
Them bios be looking ass to me sometimes. But let's just say they got a detailed bio.
Yeah, they telling you about their life.
So they give you a bio to say, hey, I like going to the movies. I don't like smoking. I have one kid. I don't like animals. And I want guys who are 6 feet or more and funny.
I'm gonna be like,
what's the first question you're going to ask her?
Somebody, let a short nigga.
Let a short nigga in, okay?
No, I'm fucking with you.
Hey, that's going to get gonna be no response, okay? That's going to get no response. But
no, but I'm gonna be like, I might just be like, what kind of movies do you like? We should go to a movie. Like, I'm a segue it into, you know, doing an actual date, because a lot of these girls, that's their problem. You don't want to ask me on a date. You really just want to have sex with me. But, you know, I always segue into a date, but it's just like, I feel like the conversation go decent. It's like I'm working for them.
It's never the other end, like they're including equal contribution to the messaging board.
I'm arrogant as fuck. I already know that I'm a man. Yeah, a woman can say whatever she want about me, but I guarantee you she know that I puts my shit down when it comes to being in a relationship and putting in work.
Didn't Tommy say I puts my shit down?
I do. So that's how I know. Like, you're not about to get all this stuff that I know you haven't already gotten.
Yeah.
And you didn't think you had to work for it.
Okay, so I see what you're saying. You're saying that she should work equally as...
Equally, because I know I'm going to put my work in.
In the type of communication to get to the point where y'all going to meet. And then
you got to
think of the type of person that's on Tinder. Like, these are women who clearly have had no luck
No luck.
So they have no social skills.
So they probably just believe, oh, he's just another guy that just want to fuck.
Or they could just have no social skills in real life.
But like, this is the thing. They say, I don't want a socially awkward male to talk to me. But you're socially awkward.
Exactly.
It makes no sense.
So if they're socially awkward already, and you know this from jump, then I would assume you have like a socially awkward conversation to even gain their attention.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just they expect way too much to put forth no effort. I know.
On the online dating world. Maybe you need to get a paid subscription. You talking to all the free girls.
I like free, though. I'm not trying to pay for no.
If you pay for it, you got the dedicated ones. See, if you talk to a girl who's paying for that subscription, she going to take her shit more seriously than the one that's just on the free trial. You know what I'm saying? Like, the free trial girls are going to be robots. They're going to be girls who, like, ain't really their picture. They're going to be girls who are actually socially awkward.
Really picture.
The ones who are paying for it take more pride.
From the eyelid, from the nose down, you ain't not going to see anything.
Hey, well, that's just called a BBW. You know what I'm saying? They the ones who show you.
But I like BBWs, though.
That's cool. But you got to get one that's going to pay for her subscription.
Don't be a BBBBW making like you're just a BBW.
Hey, well, you ain't going to know that until you get that below the net picture. You know what I'm saying? Or that real life photo, you know what I'm saying? Because I didn't definitely get catfished, you know what I'm saying?
And I'm not even
only once.
I like big girls, but I don't like when you're making, like, again, I just don't like when people make like there's something they're not. Like, every picture is from 02. But you got an 18, your 18 body is not 02.
Hey, I didn't, you know, they put up them old pictures, man. But guys do that shit too, man.
I don't. I look the same. I'm going to put the
Well, that's because, Tommy, you look like a 40-year-old man since you've been 9 years old. Okay. That's just the way you look, dog. You just had this look about you, and that's fine because you have a natural look of maturity. You know what I'm saying?
I don't care. See, I don't even be care. If you cool, I don't care how you look. And that's another thing they
if
get
you. If you cool, I don't care how you look.
Yeah, if you got a good personality.
Okay, Mr. Look Within.
Hey, I don't care.
Because I personally don't want no mud mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to have some type of appeal because I want other people to think you're attractive too.
You know, you can't have bad breath, though. I eat bad breath. Oh, and a lot of women got bad breath now.
Hey, I definitely smell some musty mouth booches.
Hey, Randy, have you noticed that women's breath is worse now?
men be the ones eating it up like groceries, though. You know what I'm saying? So you got to keep.
And they breath smell like it, too.
Hey,
but
you know what I'm saying?
Like, I worked at a job, and 80% of the dudes' breath smell bad. And I wasn't surprised. But I'm holding women to a different standard. I don't want to get attacked for this.
Was this in the factory?
Yeah.
Yeah, the factory.
Everybody breath smell like shit. I'm
in
talking
the
about
factory?
The dude. No, but I'm just saying, now I be talking to girls and they start talking and breath just be horrible.
Well, you know, it's about an Instagram world now. So they want to look good for the gram, but don't want to take it as hygiene. You know what I'm saying? Got to take care of that hygiene. You know what I'm saying? But that's a whole nother story.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
what
a whole
saying?
Other story. But I just wanted to, you know, point that out. But
facts.
Yeah, man. These women, man, they tripping nowadays, man.
Duh. The thing about it is, dog, the whole world is tripping, dog, and the whole world don't want to admit, you know what I'm saying, and give it up to what is really going on in some of these issues, dog, especially with this 50 bodies talk, dog. We here to bring that shit out.
I know. This body count talk is really, all of a sudden,
this shit is everywhere, dog. Shit is everywhere, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, the next episode, a good topic, man.
Next episode, you know what I'm saying, we definitely about to bring in some of the fellas, because we done had quite a few women on this show. You know what I'm saying? We done had about two or three different women on this show, co-hosts.
And then we can get the women to come back on the show after they come and act a fool. And they want to be on our head after that.
We got a couple other requests to come on the show, too. You know what I'm saying? But I want some of the fellas out here who've been requesting to come on the show to let us know how they want to chime in on their experiences with 50 bodies. Because, man, I done heard some stories, dog. Like, I got some homies with some stories. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to hear some of them stories and, you know what I'm saying, keep this thing moving. We got some real special guests coming in from the city in the next couple episodes as well, you know what I'm saying, on the athletic tip and so forth on that. So stay tuned. You know what I'm saying? This is episode 4.
Oh, yeah.
40 Water, F-O.
Hold on. Rest in peace, Mac Miller, man.
R.I.P. Mac Miller, man.
Shout out to Colin Kaepernick, man.
And shout out to Big Collie, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, that was inspirational, man. I just want to put that in there before we, you know, leave.
Flat out. And I think I'm going to chime in. We're going to talk about Serena and this U.S. Open.
Oh, yeah. She,
I think she was Miss Me Tooing, but I ain't gonna get into too much
of that.
I
think they did her dirty, too, though. We should talk about that.
Yeah, they did her dirty, but we're going to talk about that Miss Me Too movement. You know what I'm saying? But until next time, you know what I'm saying? 50 Bodies, episode 5, coming soon. Holla at your boy. All
right, 50 Bodies.
50 Bodies.